Welcome to Candlestick Park in San Francisco, for the game between the New York Mets and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Bobby Clause. Batting second, the right fielder, Johnny Lewis. Batting third, the left fielder, Joe Christopher. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting fifth, the center fielder, Ron Swoboda. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Charlie Smith. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting eighth, the catcher, Chris Canizaro. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Warren Sparn. Pitching for the New York Mets, Warren Sparn. For the San Francisco Giants, batting in the leadoff spot, the left fielder, Harvey Keen. Batting second, the second baseman, Hal Lanier. Batting third, the first baseman, Willie McCovey. Batting fourth, the center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Hazu Alou. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Jim Davenport. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Jose Pagan. Batting eighth, the catcher, Ed Bailey. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Bobby Bolin. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Bobby Bolin. And now, play ball. Bobby Clause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clause hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Alou. Clause reaches second base with a double. Johnny Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis bunts towards the mound. Bolin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davenport fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is walked intentionally. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bailey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Harvey Keen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keen hits a fly ball into right field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier hits a fly ball into right field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bailey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan takes first base on ball four. Chris Canizaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canizaro strikes out. Two outs. Warren Sparn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparn takes first base on ball four. McMillan moves to second. Bobby Clause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clause is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Clause hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McMillan scores. Sparn moves to second. It's 1-0, Mets. Johnny Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0-for-1 in the game. Lewis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Giants nothing. the Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hazu Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Giants nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0 for 1 in the game. Christopher hits a fly ball into left field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 0 for 1 in the game. Swoboda hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pagan for the out. One out. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Bolin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sparn fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Giants nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. McMillan hits a fly ball into left field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Canizzaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canizzaro is 0 for 1 in the game. Canizzaro hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lanier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Warren Sparn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparn is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Sparn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bobby Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Klaus takes first base on ball 4. Sparn moves to second. Johnny Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0 for 2 in the game. Lewis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 1 in the game. Keene hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cranepool settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0 for 1 in the game. Lanier hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0 for 1 in the game. McCovey is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Giants nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0 for 2 in the game. Christopher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cranepool hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Alou. Cranepool reaches second base with a double. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 0 for 2 in the game. Swoboda hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mays. Swoboda reaches second base with a double. Cranepool scores. It's 2-0, Mets. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Swoboda moves to third. Two outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. McMillan hits a pop-up towards short. Pagan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 1 in the game. Mays hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Klaus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jesus Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0 for 1 in the game. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0 for 1 in the game. Davenport hits a fly ball into left field. Christopher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Chris Canizzaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canizzaro is 0 for 2 in the game. Canizzaro hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davenport fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Warren Sparn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sparn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Klaus strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 0 for 1 in the game. Pagan hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 1 in the game. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bailey for the out. Two outs. Orlando Cepeda pinch hits for Bobby Bolin. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Henderson pinch runs for Orlando Cepeda. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 2 in the game. Keene hits a fly ball into right field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Herbel now pitching. Johnny Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0 for 3 in the game. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Herbal fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0 for 3 in the game. Christopher strikes out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Cranepool hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Keane. Cranepool reaches second base with a double. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Swoboda hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-0, Mets. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 3 in the game. Smith is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0 for 2 in the game. Lanier hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0 for 2 in the game. McCovey hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 2 in the game. Mays hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hazu Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0 for 2 in the game. Alou hits a fly ball into right field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Giants nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. McMillan hits a pop-up towards short. Pagan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Canizaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canizaro is 0 for 3 in the game. Canizaro hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Herbal fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Warren Sparn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sparn takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0 for 2 in the game. Davenport hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 0 for 2 in the game. Pagan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Klaus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Hyatt pinch hits for Ed Bailey. Jack Hyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hyatt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cap Peterson pinch hits for Ron Herbel. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lewis. Peterson reaches second base with a double. Hyatt goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1 Mets. Harvey Keane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keane is 0 for 3 in the game. Keane hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Peterson scores. It's 4-2, Mets. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0 for 3 in the game. Lanier hits a fly ball into right field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Giants 2. The Mets will come to bat. Frank Lindsay now pitching. Jack Hyatt now catching. Johnny Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0 for 4 in the game. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davenport fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0 for 4 in the game. Christopher is hit by the pitch. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single, two doubles, and a walk. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lindsay fields it and throws to first for the out. Christopher moves to second. Two outs. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 2 for 4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Swoboda hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Billy Cowan now playing center field. Jim Rayhart pinch hits for Willie McCovey. Jim Rayhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mays hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4 to 3, Mets. Jesus Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0 for 3 in the game. Alou hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0 for 3 in the game. Davenport hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Alou moves to second. Two outs. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 0 for 3 in the game. Pagan hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score. New York Mets, 4, and San Francisco Giants, 3. Goodbye from Candlestick Park in San Francisco.